Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all saw the last victory, man? Hey, what'd I tell you? See that speed and power, that ferocity, that explosiveness? Man, what'd I tell everybody? That I'm better, a lot better, than the 80s Mike Tyson, man. Look how fast I am. That power and that speed combined. I'd kill Tyson. I'd fucking kill that motherfucker. No shit, I'd kill him now. I'm talking about when he was young, when he was my age. I'd knock him out cold, man. If Tyson wants to meet up, hey, I'd be Derek the Giant on video. I'd be Deontay Wilder on video by TKO in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I've been in there with some big boys, bigger than him, bigger, stronger than him. So, you know, put it like this. I'd knock the tattoo ink off Tyson's face, man. You know what I'm saying? And that day that I beat that sleeved up, tatted up heavyweight, correct? I beat a K-1 fighter, K-1 kickboxer. The guy was about 230, 240. He said, I forgot his first name. He said his name is Mansfield. He just kept saying Mansfield, and they call him Mansfield, Mansfield. He's like, Google me and shit, right? And anyways, I jabbed him in the stomach, and then this fucking idiot had the nerve to hit me. He hit me back, and some bitch hit me with some weak punch in the head, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I counter him, and I punch him right in the cheekbone. Boom, like a lead right. Not my full power, but I hit him good. And I caught him right in his cheekbone. I hit him right in the face, the K1 kickboxer. And he quit. He was like, he told me to calm down. He said, hey, man, chill, man, chill. And then I'm like, come on, let's go, motherfucker. I'm like, you threw the first headshot. You got hit back. You got fucking smashed, man. Let's do this. Let's continue. He didn't want to do it. I had my knuckles, he had gloves on. Yeah, but it was heat of the moment. I didn't know we were going to fucking box right there. And then after that, 20 minutes like passed, 15, 20 minutes passed, and then what you all saw on video, there you go, I beat that big-ass heavyweight, man. I left-hooked him, and the motherfucker got wobbled. And then I jabbed him so hard that he literally nearly got knocked out from my jab, 0-32. 0-16, I landed a clean, nice left hook, not full power, but a good left hook. Definitely a good punch to land it. 0-32, I hit him. Man, I'm telling you, that jab is harder than some heavyweight's fucking hooks, man. That shit was bomb. Motherfucker flew. Flew away. He nearly got knocked out, but that wasn't it. That you saw when I came up to him and I picked up my gloves. I'm like, let's go. They turned off the camera, and right when they turned it off, I punched him. Yeah, with a left hook. I hit him, and I connected on his jaw. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, he was like, what the fuck, man, what the fuck? And then he takes off his gloves. I take my gloves off. And then we had a war of words. He started talking shit, saying, you didn't touch me, blah, blah, blah. And then right when he said that, I just went, bam, right in his face. I just jabbed him, just like, boom. You saw how I jabbed him on video? I did that again, except I did it with my knuckle, right in the gym. Yep. He shut his mouth. This guy did not throw a single punch back. He just stood there like a fucking, punk, man. I just went, boom, man. The shit was so fast, and he was in his guard, like he was, you know, why didn't he dodge, man? You know why? Charlie Z is not just the strongest, but the fastest boxer ever. Yeah, we should have a lot of listeners, and all the listeners that support me and have been following my great, historic, once-in-a-lifetime, legendary boxing career. Thank you. I applaud all my real fans, real-life fans at the Grove that put number one pound for pound, Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, on cups. I remember when I was 35-0, they put 35-0 on there. Hey, 78-0 now, man. The winds keep on going, man. My beautiful wife, she's waiting for me. In 3 weeks, man, I'm leaving the country, man. I get off probation in 3 weeks. Yeah. What can I say? I thought that fight against Jacob, that was a great win, man. I thought that was like the final victory, like not the final victory, you know what I mean? Like I'm going to Ukraine after that, and then I'm gonna come back and win again. Man, I got 77 and 78. Fuck. That's amazing. Yeah, man, that was the last fight I won. That was a great, great win, man. I beat the guy's ass on video with gloves, and I beat the guy's ass without gloves. Yeah, I just hit him with a hard jab again. You saw it. I don't know if it was as hard as that because he walked into that jab. You know what I'm saying? Because he went forward, and I went forward, and I just went bomb, and this motherfucker just flew back like. Like, okay, well, if he didn't, see, this clown pushed me after that. Like, he got punched, and then he pushed me with his glove. If he didn't push me, I would have knocked him the fuck out. Because he was falling back, all I had to do was throw a right hook. Anything, just anything. I could have just thrown anything after that. This is it. He would have went down. Oh, don't worry. When we took off the gloves, I got him again, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to get him again. I beat him. I fucking smashed him right there. But yeah, that was one hell of a victory. Oh, and well, like I said, fight before that, two wins in one day, the K1 kickboxer. So let's see, Charlie Z, I already talked about this on the other radio. I beat HBO. I knocked out Mayweather Sr. Derek Harmon, forfeit. I beat Joke Time. I beat Showtime, ESPN. I beat Deontay Wilder by TKO and by DQ. I beat K1 kickboxing, EFC, the guy that I punched 10 times in the head, UFC, Chuck Liddell, walked away from me on the street. Tough Enough, not tough enough for Charlie Zelenoff, Jill Zavala on video, beat the fucking shit out of him. A lot of people, I mean, one of my fans made a video and said that's my best one in my career. I mean, it's one of them. Yeah, that and Derek the Giant. Look, I have a lot of great wins. But the point is, all these TV networks, the quote-unquote TV networks, all these clowns, hey, what did I tell people? Like, what did I say? I was never on television, never. But I beat the fuck out of all these motherfuckers. A lot of them ducked me, but the ones that stepped up, they all lost. That's it. I'm going down in history as the greatest of all time in boxing. I've predicted it, and it's reality. As we live today, it's reality. Charlie Z, pound for pound, number one of all time. Therefore, Floyd Mayweather Jr. needs to get his facts straight. You know, that clown would get knocked out in a matter of seconds. I mean, my jab is backing up. Not just backing up, knocking back. That, look at the picture. Look at the video. That guy, fucking, I nearly knocked him out, man. I jabbed him with a left jab. I nearly knocked him the fuck out, man. Yeah, my jab is literally knocking back, making heavyweights fly the fuck away. How the fuck is this little midget, Mayweather Jr.? I mean, I already exposed his father. His Mayweather defense, man, he got dropped in 5 seconds, and I was fatigued like fuck because I was hitting the bag for hours before I beat Mayweather Sr. because I had no idea that I was going to have a fight that day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, come on, I beat Jill Zavala and Derek the Giant, and I TKO Deontay Wilder. Are you kidding me? Floyd Mayweather Jr.? Against me? Look how fast I am. Go watch my last fight. Look at that speed. Yeah, like I'm quicker than him. I hit harder than a lot harder than him. I'm bigger than him. I got a lot more fights than him. Wait, I fight fucking multiple times in one day. I fight every single month. 16 months in a row I've been boxing without a month off. 78 fights, 78 wins, 49 knockouts. Mayweather Jr., well, was that a joke? It sure is, man, because I'd kill that guy, man. He's not in my league. He's too small. No, man. dude, I beat a fucking 240-pound K1 fighter on Tuesday, man. You kidding, man? Come on. No, wait a minute. Maybe the gym would be, me fighting him would be a step back for me, man. For me, it would be like a moral victory, you know, like when I knocked out all I could, and I beat Chris Kudd, you know, and I beat Jason Urbiski. Yeah, it would be like that, you know, because when I knocked out Mayweather Sr., moral victory, you know, talking shit. Beating Mayweather Jr., he's too small. I'm beating heavyweights, you know, what am I going to, like, I beat Deontay Wilder, who the fuck, you know, seriously. Like, if I was to beat Mayweather Jr. and then beat Deontay Wilder, yeah, but I already beat Deontay Wilder. So if I'm boxing Mayweather Jr. now, that'd be like a step back for me. So that clown, he needs to try to get a fight in the underground with me. So it's Pacquiao bullshit. Pacquiao, come on, man. I beat Gio Zavala. Pacquiao's a clown. I've seen him get dropped. Man, that was embarrassing. I mean, I know mainstream boxing's fake, but nah. That dude got dropped legit, man. That motherfucker got knocked the fuck out. Glasgow Pacquiao, man. Motherfucker ain't got no chin. No power. Just throw slaps, man. I've seen him fucking... that clown, that cross-dresser, Dohoy, man. That motherfucker, literally... Six rounds, the dude did not throw a punch back at Pacquiao, man. I was like, what the fuck? You're not going to at least throw a back at him, man. These clowns are fake as fuck, man. Charlie's 8 pound for pound greatest. I got 17 minutes, 57 seconds left in the radio. Pound for pound king, Charlie's 8 on there. Yeah, I'm going to see my beautiful wife soon. I can't wait. I can't wait. I got 78. Hey, you can't hate on 78. That's it. You can't. I mean, damn. It's like I feel like accomplished, man. I've won so many fights. 30 victories from January 2014 to now, to March 2015. That's fucking 50. In 15 months, I scored 30 boxing wins. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Marciano, please, come on. Don't make me laugh, man. Marciano, what, 49-0? I got 49 knockouts. I got as many knockouts as he has wins total. That's how much better I am than him. You delusional box wreck fucking clowns. You people sold me short. I told you motherfuckers you were selling me short. I told you I was going to get so good one day that you motherfuckers are going to look really stupid. So stop talking shit on Twitter, on Facebook, on message boards. Stop going on my YouTube. Stop leaving me. Yeah, hey, now how do you look now? I told you I'm going to keep in fights. I'm going to keep winning. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep doing it until you motherfuckers shut the fuck up. Hey, but let me tell you something. Now a lot of people shut their mouth. A lot of people look stupid now. I proved a lot of people wrong. But guess what? I'm still going to continue fighting for myself. If every hater disappeared in the world and I would not read a single hate speech comment ever again, I'd still continue boxing because this is who I am. This is what God created me to fight. Look how fast I punch, how strong I am, you know what I'm saying? Like ring generalship, you know, like the way I rush these motherfuckers. See how it comes natural? Yeah, like when I do that, I love to fight, you know what I mean? It's not just about, oh, I'm going to prove them wrong. Fuck that, prove them wrong shit. I already proved everybody wrong. Everybody knows I'm the best now. I'm just doing it to keep my stature now. I'm just doing it to continue winning, to continue to be able to say that, hey, I'm still the champ, motherfucker. I'm still winning. I'm still fucking people up. I'm still knocking motherfuckers out. And will be for a long time. You know what I'm saying, so... Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of fights. The thing is, 9 wins with a broken finger, man. That's risky, you know, going to fight with a broken finger. Yeah. Wait, no, I hit the K1 guy with my right hand. Yeah, but I've been punching them motherfuckers with my right, my left, man. And the last fight, I landed 4 punches. All 4 of them were left. So. Yeah, you know. Hey, left, right, doesn't matter, man. It's just my right is not 100%, you know, because I tell you, when I hit the bag, it hurts, you know. Like, I showed on video, my finger's broken, man. Yeah, when I beat Gonzalez, win number 70. It's crazy. I was like, win number 70 when I beat Gonzalez. Now I'm 78, and I'm fucking 2 wins away from 80. You saw the 78-0 hat? Hey, I got it done the very next day, right after the victories, man. I beat Mansfield, K1. Beat K1 fighter's ass, then I beat this motherfucker's ass. 2 motherfuckers in one day, man. That's unprecedented, man. That's never going to be done, man. Ever again. It's being done right now. I'm telling you, this shit, what I'm doing right now, it's not fully appreciated, man, because it's never going to be done again. Maybe one day, it will one day. One day people are going to look back and be like, fuck, Charlie Zonov, man, he... Once in a lifetime, man. There's never going to be a boxer that's going to fight this often, that's going to punch this hard, that's going to punch this fast, that's going to weigh 160 pounds and go up against fucking super heavyweights, 260 pounds, 300 pounds, 280 pounds, 6'7", motherfuckers, 6'6", 6'8", whatever the fuck, beating all these motherfuckers' asses, wiping them out. I'm wiping out heavyweights like they're fucking bugs. Come on, did you see how big that sleeved up heavyweight was? Did you see how big that motherfucker was, man? Yeah, well, what happened when we squared up? He got his ass beat, man. I bet all you fucking delusional haters would pick him to beat me, but who won? Yeah, just based on looks, because he's bigger, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because he's a heavyweight. Yeah, that doesn't mean nothing, man. Dude, I've been training really hard, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been training really hard. I mean, I haven't drank alcohol in 10 months. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 10 months. I've been sober for 10 months. You see how it pays off? Hey, man. I literally devoted my whole life to boxing. Well, look at the results. I'm winning with a broken finger. Imagine when that shit heals. I mean, it's just it's too easy, man. It's like, just too easy, man. Yeah, a lot of these, like, I'm a fan of basketball, but a lot of these basketball players, they support fake boxers and fake fighters. And it's just, you know, it pisses me off. It's like, man, what the fuck, what are you clowns watching, you know what I mean? No, not everybody, man. Like, look, Pau Gasol from Chicago Bulls, man, one of the best power forwards in the game. He saw me. Like in 2011, 2010, a long time ago, he was like, "What's up, man? How you doing, man?" He was cool. So yeah, but the Bulls are my first team. You know, when Jordan Pippen, they always got injuries. You know, what I mean, they need to trade that clown Derrick Rose. I think he gets way too much hype. He's a friend of Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, I like the Bulls, but I don't like Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson because they're friends with Mayweather. And I would fucking kill Mayweather Jr. And Derrick Rose, he's a liability. He's a good player, but he's a liability. He always gets injured. Okay, yeah, he's what, good for 40, 50 games, and then he's out for the year? You don't need a player like that. You're wasting your money on him. They can trade him for another player the same caliber as him, or they can trade him and get a few good players. Matter of fact, the Bulls don't even need Derrick Rose. No, they don't. Jimmy Butler, yeah, they need him. Butler, Gasol, Noah, to win it all, yeah, they need Butler back. Without Butler, they're not going nowhere. They're going to get beat in the second round. Well, I don't know who they're going to play. If they play Atlanta, man, I don't know, man. Atlanta, I haven't made a pick yet, but, I mean, 3 teams. Okay, Atlanta, Memphis, and Chicago. I'm skip out on Golden State. I don't Stephen Curry and Andre Iguodala, man. Fuck those motherfuckers, man. They respect Floyd and Mayweather. You clowns need to go on YouTube and type in Charlie Zelenoff, man. Not the hater videos. I'm talking about the videos where I'm beating the shit out of people. Yeah, you need to watch those videos and sit down and actually take the time to see who really is the greatest of all time. I got as many knockouts as Rocky Marciano has wins, man. If you put me and Marciano, if you get a time machine, you put me and Marciano in the ring, I'll kill him. I'm too fast for him, man. I hit harder than him. I'm like literally fucking light years. I'm so much faster than him. It wouldn't even be fair. I would kill Marciano. Tyson, Muhammad Ali, when Muhammad Ali was young, when he was talking shit to Joe Frazier, when he had that bowl cut and he was running his mouth, shit, I would murder Muhammad Ali, man. Come on, look at my hand speed, man. Ali was a runner. He never wanted to trade. I've seen him fight. He never wanted to trade. You see how I rush? I'm rushing a bigger guy. I'm backing up a bigger guy and beating his ass. Ali, he would run from his opponents. Phantom puncher, man. I'm a knockout puncher, Ali, phantom puncher, man. It's not Ali, it's Charlie Z. It even rhymes. That ghost shirt, it's reality, man. See, now the world knows it's not just a shirt. I knocked out 11 people wearing it, and look at how many people I beat total wearing it, not wearing it. The point is, now those people that, those New York clowns that made that shirt, how did they, Mike and Bruce, hey, did you guys see the last fight? Man, did you guys see my last fucking 30 fights? Honestly, man. Oh, yeah, everybody go. UndergroundBoxingFederation.web.com. 78-0, all updated. Official. Official. On record, on the hat, and on video. Charlie Zelenoff, 78-0. BoxRec, you can shove that fake website up your fucking ass. It is not official. Because Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest, and I exposed you motherfuckers. You fake motherfuckers. You fucking clowns. Look how beautiful my wife is. I made it. That's an understatement, man. I'm the greatest of all time. That's it. Nobody gave me the chance. When I told people that I'm the best boxer, I'm going to do this, this, and that. I did this, this, and that, and I did even more. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gave me the chance. Dave, when I was like writing sentences on the internet saying everything that I did, everything that happened, they wouldn't even let me finish the sentence. And look at me today. Hey, it ain't bragging when you back it up, man. When you beat guys that big, man, you know what I'm saying? Every single fight, almost every single fight, I'm beating a heavyweight. I mean, look at my, I looked at my record. I looked at my underground pro record. I beat 38 heavyweights in boxing, man. I'm 160. The most I ever weighed was 185, but that was when I got out of jail, man. I bulked up, yeah. I was heavy. You know, there's no divisions in underground, but if that mainstream bullshit, if you want, yeah, cruiserweight, yeah. So I got pretty big, man, in jail. But then I went back to my natural weight. Well, my natural weight is 170. I weigh less. I don't know. I lost a lot of weight, you know, 160 now. But what I've done at 160, it doesn't matter. I can go back to fucking 170, 180. It's not. It just doesn't matter. The power, the speed, it's all gonna be there. It just doesn't matter what I weigh, man. I can lose weight. I can gain weight. I'm beating heavyweights. There's no. These guys outweigh me. The last guy outweighed me by 45 pounds, man. I punched him so hard with that jab, he probably thought fucking 10 trains fucking hit him at the same time, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker probably felt like a fucking tsunami hit him, son. And it was Charlie Z hitting him. And then when I jabbed him bare knuckle, bam! Come on, man, has that ever occurred before? A boxer beat his opponent with gloves on video, and then he beat his ass without gloves. Come on, man. You fucking BoxRec.com deluded fucking tards, man. Man, you rejects can't even spell box. You can't spell box. You can't even spell it. You see? And I rule this fucking game, man. Dumb motherfuckers, man. Greatest of all time, Charlie Zonoff, 78-0, 49 KOs, number one pound for pound. Yeah, all the wins are updated, man. Yeah, beat a K1 fighter, beat a UFC fighter, beat a EFC fighter, beat a Tough Enough fighter, Jill Zavala. HBO, Mayweather, knocked him out. Showtime, ESPN, Wilder, TKO'd him. This is it, man. I defeated the mainstream single-handedly. Hey, incredible, surreal, unprecedented, once in a lifetime, man. That's how I can describe my boxing journey so far. It's just unreal. But yeah, man, it's, you know, so many wins, man. Thank God I'm gonna go see my wife now, man. I'm finally gonna get some rest, man. Some well-deserved rest, man. With the woman next to the woman that I love and the woman that loves me. It's, what can I say, it's been an honor, but the honor is going to continue, man. I'm by no means going to retire. 78 wins and zero losses, that's a great record to retire to and just, you know, hang them up and be like, all right, this is it. I'm young, but at the same time, I've won so many fights that I got nothing to prove. I can retire and never lace up gloves again, never bare knuckle again. Nobody will ever do this again. Nobody will, and it's true, nobody ever will, but it's not even about that anymore. It's solidified. I'm the greatest of all time. Nobody will ever surpass my, you know, my wins, my knockouts. So nobody will ever fight as often as I did. Now it's just I'm doing it for myself. I'm just doing it for legacy. You know, I just want to get to 100. No, my goal when I'm like, man, when I was like fucking 7-0, 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, my goal was to get to 100-0. And I'm really fucking close, man. 78. I just got 22 more wins left. Until 100, man, this is it. Like I said, when I'm 90, when I reach 98-0, I'm telling everybody right now, expect 2 fight videos to go on YouTube the day I decide to get to 100. It's going to be 99 and 100. I'm physically, forfeits don't count anymore. You all know that. So I'm physically going to be, I just scored 2 wins in one day on Tuesday. 2 days ago, I scored 2 wins in one day. I physically smashed 2 guys in one day. 2 different motherfuckers. A K1 fighter, and that last guy that I beat, he's a bare knuckle fighter. He fights bare knuckle. Yeah. I smashed him. I beat him with gloves, and I beat him bare knuckle. Well, it's all one win. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to beat a heavyweight for 99 victory, and then I'm going to smash a heavyweight for 100. I've been asked the question, who do I want to, who's going to be victim 100? Well, I mean, I think the ideal fight would be me knocking out Vladimir Klitschko for win number 100. I mean, look, I want to knock him out right now. I want to knock out Vladimir Klitschko right now, but he never wants to fight. I wanted to beat him. When I beat Vasquez, I was 11-0. I would have killed Klitschko. Are you kidding? 6 punches in half a second, man. I started calling Klitschko out a long time ago, man. When I was 11-0 already, I started calling him out. And now I'm 78-0, and he still hasn't fought. His fucking sparring partner, Deontay Wilder, got in the ring and got embarrassed. I crushed Deontay in the ring. Klitschko, Deontay, as much as I hate him, he's overrated. I mean, come on. I mean, I beat him, again, beating Klitschko, step back, slow, old, glass jaw, bum, has knockout losses. I mean, look at my speed. Seriously. You delusional Klitschko fans, how the fuck is your boy going to handle my speed? As soon as that bell rings, or we fight at the gym, as soon as we square up, we fight in the ring, whatever, bell rings, whatever the fuck, we knuckle up, as soon as we square up, how is he going to deal? He goes in the underground and fights Charlie Zonoff. How is he going to deal with my hand speed? And my power, the most power, but hand speed, look how fast I am. It's speed and power combined. Klitschko's slow. Do you understand? He's slow. He has no speed. He has no power. His speed, come on, even he knows that. He's slow, man. He's not coordinated. As soon as I let my hands go, he's gonna get lost, man. This is it. He's going to think fucking 10 people are hitting him at the same time. And it's really going to be one person, me, hitting him. Yeah, man, on my worst day, I stopped Klitschko in the first round in 30 seconds. On my worst day. On my best day, I'll knock him out with one hit. First punch. Like, I rushed Wilder, I caught him, yeah, except I would do that to Klitschko, and Klitschko would just drop on the canvas and not get up on my best day. You saw my last fight. Hey, man, Charlie Zonoff, man, 100%, man. We're talking different animal, man. He's never, ever faced that kind of competition. That's why he doesn't want to do it. He'd rather stick to fighting these, you know, staged fake fights, choreographed fights on TV, these bums, you know, they play it safe fights, you know, this whole... Yeah, he'd rather do that because, like I said, I called fake too. I called this Tom Wilford, Tom Jokeford, whatever the fuck. I told him, I said, I would not Klitschko both of them, Vitaly, Vladimir. If I see Vitaly in Ukraine, I'm going to tell him, hey, in any ring, motherfucker, he's not going to do it. I know these clowns. I used to train with them. I beat Wilder, Zavala, Derek the Giant, Jacob, you know what I'm saying, the EFC fighter. I beat all these guys, man. You know what I mean, it's different now. I beat so many. I'm so established that the Klitschko's, Mayweather, they needed to try to get a fight with me because the UBF is the household of boxing, and I proved that, man. Well, should I repeat it again? I beat HBO, I beat Showtime, I beat ESPN, I beat K1. Recently, I just beat a K1 fighter. UFC, EFC, Tough Enough, all these motherfuckers, man, all these fucking, you know, quote-unquote networks, fighting networks. I beat every, okay, from HBO, I beat Mayweather, Derek Harmon, from Showtime and ESPN, Deontay Wilder, K1. Well, Tyrone Sponge was a forfeit, so I didn't count that. The last, Mansfield, that was not a forfeit. This guy, I punched him in the face. Yeah, that was a TKO. He quit. So I physically beat a K1 kickboxer. 200, he was about 240. It's not, no, he was more than 230. That guy was big as fuck. He was like 240 to 250. He was huge. He was about my height, about 240, 250. And I don't know exactly how much he weighed, but look, he was a big, strong heavyweight. I crushed his ass. We didn't go full out, but I beat him. And then right after I beat that, sleeved up. Tatted up, motherfucker, man. I'm the greatest, man. Charlie Z. Pound for pound, king. All right, I gotta go talk to my wife, man. It's been an honor. It's what can I say, man? All my fans out there that supported me, that all my whole 78 victories, man. You know, 11 years in the game so far, and many more years, many more great years, should I say, to come in boxing. And like I said, you're witnessing the real GOAT. And you remember, only witness, you're only witnessing this once. Not twice, once.